From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is looking ahead to the next challenge following the rejection of the Republicans' health care legislation.
We've had I'm not going to speak badly about anybody within the party, but certainly there's a big history. I think Paul really worked hard, and I would say that we will probably start going very, very strongly for the big tax cuts and tax reform. That'll be next.
Mr. Trump is turning attention from health care after asking Republican leaders to withdraw the health care bill for consideration because it lacked the necessary votes to pass. Some Americans expressed frustration that Democrats and Republicans did not work together in helping resolve the country's health care issues.
What I'm most frustrated with our government, because I don't think they're doing that thing. It seems to be an either-or and two sides. When it should be more of hearing both sides and coming to some sort of compromise.
I know it will come back. I feel a little bit more relaxed today after they did not come to a vote, so the status quo will be in effect for a while.
U.S. officials say Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will meet with members of the NATO alliance next week following criticism over his initial decision to skip a NATO foreign minister's meeting. State Department officials say Tillerson will meet NATO members on March 31st in Brussels. Foreign ministers from NATO countries were originally scheduled to gather in Brussels April 5th and 6th. It is not clear the new meeting will replace the April dates. Earlier this week, Tillerson's office said he would not be able to attend the April meeting of the 28-member alliance, raising fears about the U.S. administration's commitment to NATO. This is VOA News. The American-led coalition fighting Islamic State militants in Iraq is conducting an investigation into coalition airstrikes that some reports say recently killed more than 100 civilians in a Mosul neighborhood. A coalition statement said it has opened a formal civilian casualty credibility assessment of the investigation. Statement also said coalition planes routinely strike IS targets in the neighborhood, and coalition forces take all reasonable precautions during the planning and execution of airstrikes to reduce the risk of harm to civilians. While Colonel John Thomas, a spokesman for the U.S. Central Command, told the New York Times the military was not sure if an explosion in western Mosul was caused by an American or other coalition airstrike, or an IS bomb, or a bobby trap, or booby trap, an Iraqi officer told the newspaper he knew exactly what happened. The U.S. State Department has asked American embassies and consulates around the world to identify certain groups that should get extra scrutiny when they apply for visas. A series of directives also instructs U.S. diplomatic posts overseas to review the social media accounts of visa applicants who are suspected of terrorist ties or having been in Islamic State group-controlled areas. If that the applicant otherwise qualifies for a visa, those who identified as meeting the criteria would require additional scrutiny, leading to a possible visa denial. A Syrian group monitoring it says at least 16 people have died from airstrikes on a prison in northwestern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday prisoners and staff were killed fleeing airstrikes. Key U.S. lawmakers are at odds over halting progress in their investigation into Russian interfered in the 2016 presidential election. The latest skirmish sparked by the Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee's abrupt cancellation of an open hearing set to feature top former intelligence officials. Word of the change ignited a round of criticism from congressional Democrats who pointed out FBI Director James Comey and NSA Director Admiral Mike Rogers had already testified this past Monday. United Nations security members are calling on South Sudan's leaders to prioritize the needs of the South. Sudanese people disagree over the main causes of the famine in parts of the country. The United Nations Secretary says despite the alarm sounded by the United Nations and the international community over this crisis, the government has yet to express any meaningful concern or take any tangible steps. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.